Yeah, so my name's Dylan Morton. I work with Foodology by Univar Solutions, and I am the food product development specialist. I work at the Hatchery here in Chicago, which is our solution center. And we work on a variety of different products. Univar has a vast portfolio of ingredients, and we're working on, different innovations, whether it's sugar reduction, fat reduction, clean label, which, isn't my favorite term, but that's pretty popular phrase out there. But we sort of work on all kinds of different stuff, and we have a lot of fun in the kitchen.
Awesome. And I'm here with Chef Dylan at IFT here in Chicago. So he's a local to the area and here to share about what Univar is up to on behalf of the Foodology team. So tell me a little bit more, Dylan, about your role and how you are a food scientist as well as a chef. I think that's a really interesting combination.
Yeah, so it's a fun kind of combination of two different worlds. So I started out in culinary school, and I quickly realized that, I didn't want to have to work every night, every weekend, every holiday in a hot, sweaty kitchen. So I said, all right, let's get a little more education. Let's go study food science. And a lot of people think that food scientists are chefs, or some chefs are food scientists. And I'm like, they are sort of two different worlds, but they do come together very, very nicely. So, at Foodology, as a chef and a food scientist, we have a vast portfolio of ingredients. So I can really take all the ingredients that we offer and come up with very unique kind of solutions because we have such a vast portfolio. This year, we're really highlighting trends in sugar reduction, protein fortification. So we have a lot of, great items for people to try, and it's been a lot of fun getting to develop these prototypes.
Awesome. Which trend are you into right now, and which trend would you maybe hope passes by a little bit quicker than the others?
That's a great question. I would say, I really like the sugar reduction trend. I try and stay away from really sugary drinks, but I do love, a nice Coke Zero with the zero sugar. And as you can see with a lot of our prototypes with the high protein beverage, it's zero sugar. Our protein drink is zero sugar. You're seeing a lot of the trend in the industry is going towards the diet zero sugar formulations. And there's a lot of different zero sugar options out there, whether it's stevia, erythritol, allulose. There's a variety of, more natural ingredients that we're sort of trending towards. And there's a lot of more synthetic, like your sucralose and things like that. But I think we're really starting to find solutions that are closely mimicking sugar and getting to the complete taste profile of actual sugar. So a lot of people are like, this doesn't taste so bad. It doesn't taste like the Diet Coke that I, thought was nasty growing up. So that's probably my favorite trend. Trend that I'm sort of, wish, I don't want it to go away, but I'm sort of over it, is a little bit of the plant-based. Like, it's got a lot of work. I think a lot of people were really excited about it when they first sort of launched with Impossible and Beyond, and there's so many new startups. People were really curious. They wanted to try these things out, and, at first people were like, yeah, this isn't too bad. It tastes like a decent burger, but there wasn't the repeat customers that they were hoping for. So I think they sort of had to go back to the drawing board and say, this is close, but it's not close enough. How do we continue to improve it? So I think you'll start to see over the next 5-10 years a lot more companies trying to really nail down their formulations. But I think there was just a little bit of oversaturation in the market. Everyone tried to come out with their own plant-based version of a product. And some of them were good and some of them just weren't so great. So, until these producers can really get the formula right, let's hold off on it for a little bit.